There was another mortar attack on the U.S. embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, last night. Mortar or small rocket fire is fairly common near the embassy, but at least one of the mortars actually hit the embassy compound. There were no serious injuries reported. Let's bring in Jane Arraf, NPR international correspondent, who is in Baghdad. Jane, what do we know about this attack?
Well, I actually heard the explosions last night and then the siren, the air raid siren from the embassy warning people to take cover. And then we learned that these were actually rockets. And as you mentioned, a lot of them are targeted at the green zone. This particular barrage, though, some of those rockets landed inside the embassy compound. Iraqi officials say that they landed near a dining facility and a gym, damaging those facilities. Only one person is believed to have been injured and not seriously injured in this.
Now, the State Department refrained from directly blaming Iran for the attack. What do we know at this point about the source? Who fired these rockets?
So we know who is saying that they didn't fire the rockets, and that's a long list of Iran-backed militias who normally are proud to take responsibility for these sort of attacks. All of this is because it's already very tense, and some of these militias don't want to make it more tense at this moment. There's sort of a moratorium, a stated moratorium on attacks on U.S. interests, because one of the leading Shia clerics aligned with these militias has said that they're going to hold off for now while U.S. troops are in the process of being told to leave Iraq. So there were statements from almost every Iran-backed group saying it wasn't us this time.
Now, one of the reasons this is such a big deal right now is that when there was an attack on an Iraqi military base where U.S. troops were stationed, an American defense contractor was killed. And in response, the U.S. assassinated the top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Is there any indication of what the U.S. response to this attack might be if they figure out who did it?
Well, if the U.S. really thought that Iran was behind this attack, and it really is quite a blatant attack, because although there are regular rocket and mortar attacks in the Green Zone, they generally, sadly, kill Iraqis. So if the U.S. really determined that this was an Iran-backed militia operating in Iraq, there could be serious retaliation. The thing is, almost every armed group here has mortars. And since it's a mortar rather than rocket attack particularly, that actually widens the list of possible suspects. But if indeed it were proved to be tied back to Iran, there would be expected to be serious repercussions here. And that's one thing that all officials are afraid of, that this could even escalate more.
And Jane, just briefly, what does this mean for U.S. troops in Iraq? The Iraqis have already said they want U.S. troops out.
Yeah, so the Iraqi parliament voted for them to leave. The Iraqi prime minister says he's actually working on that process. But when we dig down to it, there's actually no indication he is working on the process. So basically what that says is that a lot of these parties and the government want to say that they're telling U.S. troops to leave. But in fact, it's a huge debate here, and not everyone wants them to. Not every political party wants them to. The prime minister is a caretaker prime minister, and there are ongoing protests. There are so many things going on here. There isn't really a proper government in charge. Right. So that decision will likely have to wait.
St. Pierre's Jane Arraf in Baghdad.